Praise the Lord. So stand if you will. Bow our heads before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a privilege, Lord, to be able to gather again this morning, Lord, with saints of like precious faith, Lord, that we ever love and appreciate so very much. Lord, we just thank You for Your grace, Lord, to be able to come. Lord, we ask You to speak to our hearts this morning. Let Your will be done in everything that's said and done. And we'll give You all the glory and honor in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 93 and I only believe. The love of God. Amen. The love of God. Turn to page 10, same book, back a few pages. Amen. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you what others do. And teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Help me humble my pride, amen, and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, keep my eyes on you, thee, amen. Help me be on this earth, is that your cry? What you want me to be, Lord, amen. Humble my pride, boy, I've had to do that over the years. But you know what, it's all for his glory and his honor, amen. And I'm thankful for it. Amen. Brother Paul, would you take up the offering this morning?
Amen.
Today is the missionary offering, I guess. So. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, for all your many blessings you've given here in our lives, Lord Jesus, just for healthy bodies and strong bodies, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, for all the benefits we have, Lord, the freedoms we have, Lord
yes.
Jesus, in this country, Lord Jesus, and all the things, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for the ability of the word we have, Lord, so freely. Lord Jesus, we just take it for granted. Help us not to take it for granted. We just take it more to our heart, Father. Receive more of you, the word, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for that, the Lord. Just pray, just give these tithes and offerings and bless us again.
Little song, Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in Me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, how sinner divine. Oh, my nature refined. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Oh, purity. Oh, thou Savior divine. Oh, my nature refined.
Thank you.
anyone have a special they'd like to sing this morning? Amen. I'm sorry. At this time, we'll just stand. We ask our pastor to come. We sing that little chorus, "Sweep Over My Soul." Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit. Sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I kneel at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul.
Just bow our heads again for a moment of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we are so thankful to be here this morning. May your mercy and grace, Lord, and your precious love. Lord, you've seen us before there was a moon or a star. It might seem so hard for some to believe in this day, but Lord, how true it is, and we believe you. Lord, that eternal life that you placed here on earth, once again in this last days, O God, through these tabernacles of flesh, we're trusting today, Lord, and asking that you would just open our hearts to the word today. Make it more real to us, Lord. We can't figure it out. We can't understand it, Lord, without you. We may think sometimes we do, but without you, Lord, it's just not going to happen. We're not smart enough. We're not wise enough, Lord. We're just not good enough without you. So we ask that you would open our hearts to it now and bless us with the word and help us to be attentive, Lord, and our hearts open and our minds clear and have our thoughts totally on you, Lord. As we commit ourselves unto you for service now that you would get the glory and the honor through everything. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful to be here this morning. Amen. I woke up about 3:30 this morning and had a terrible, terrible sore throat. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I ain't supposed to preach today. Then I laid there in bed for a little bit longer and then got back up just a few minutes. And I said, Lord, you know all about this. I said, you've laid something on my heart. And it's going to take a miracle for the way my throat feels because I will not be able to talk. And, well, I went in my study and began to pray. And I said, Lord, I need a revelation. By your stripes, I'm healed. I said, otherwise, it'll never happen. And I just kept praying and talking to him. And just immediately, I could feel it leaving my throat. And I was perfectly well. Amen. So I thank the Lord for that. It's not me, by no means. Just by God's grace and his word and his precious Holy Spirit. So we're so thankful for that. And we're going to turn our Bibles now, if you'd like to turn with me again. If you don't mind that I read it, to the book of St. John's Gospel, 14th chapter. And after service, or come to close in the service, We want to remember Brother Salma in prayer again. Amen. His legs was hurting too bad to be here today, so we want to do that. And we know God can heal him too. Amen. He's already healed. We just got a place in our lives by grace. So we want to turn here to St. John 14 chapter. Let's just read once more. Again, as I said, if you don't mind, hope it isn't tiresome to you. But Lord, lay these things on my heart to bring a little further more things with it and to let our hearts be assured before our Lord. All right, begin the 17th verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I love that. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. May God bless through his word, and you may be seated. Amen. And then we'll go to the next verse. And I want to express this one. Just ask the Holy Spirit now to again saturate our heart with it. At that day, ye shall know. I hope that just really pounds in your heart today. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Nowhere do you see in that scripture, in that day, you shall trust I'm in you. Nowhere do you see it that you shall trust. In that day you shall know. You know. So that's what we have got to know. I mean, this isn't a hoping, trusting situation. This is something you've got to know. That Christ is in you. And again, God has a formula in order to be able to know you're in. He's in you, you see. You know, it's. I trust today that this word will be just something so fresh in your heart as we go through these things. And yes, there will be a couple things to refresh from what we had last Sunday, but some other things too, scriptures and quotes I want to bring with it. But I was thinking about, you know, Brother Paul and Sister Heather had sponsored a tablet to somebody that they know in Africa. And they didn't have the tablet. And they was just so excited about it. So happy to get it. They took it to church and had service and they played it so the people, they put it over the speaker so everybody could hear it. And many received great blessings from it. And I thought, you know, what happened the day we was that excited about the prophet's message? Whatever happened to that day? I remember that day. I remember that day when everybody was so excited about it, so happy about it, just to find out about it. To even just have a minister come in and tell about it and talk about it. I remember those days. I mean, happy, joyous, excited, you know? And today is just kind of a, okay, yeah, what's next? I've heard that before, you know? Oh, well. You know, it'll totally amaze me that God will have mercy upon this country of the so-called message believers. Any of us. It will simply amaze me. Yes. A country that the prophet was born in and gave to. And yet we're the least happiest about it. We're the greatest people that's drowned with problems, troubles, things that makes us unhappy, things that swallow us up in the world, entertainments. We're the easiest people around to get swallowed up with it. You know? The country God gave the prophet to. What a testimony will we be able to give in that day? It's all over with. Where will we be? You know. I'm trusting that we will be a people that proves, and it's a vindicated through, that we not only have the message, but we live the message. And it lives through us. That's my greatest desire, to see people like what we'll talk about today. I hope we're in that number of what I talk about today, what this prophet said, and what the Holy Scripture says. I hope we're in that number. Because somewhere on this earth, somebody is. That's for sure. We know God's word didn't go out void and just didn't do no good. But there's a bride out there somewhere. He said he had one, and there she is somewhere, you see. Amen. I just hope and trust today that we'll be able to know we are one. Yes. That we'll know we're one. Not believe. Make believe. Play with it. Play with it in our fingers. But we'll really know we are sons and daughters of God. Without a doubt. Because I'm telling you, if we don't, we have totally missed something in this message. Badly. Very badly. If we can't know we're one of them. And if we know we're one of them, the prophet used an illustration I mentioned it a few weeks ago. A slave was taken, and the country he came from, his daddy was a king of a tribe, and he conducted himself as a king's son. Did the prophet talk about that? Y'all remember that? What about us? If we know, without a doubt, we're a son of the king, what about our conduct? Oh my. Saints, there's just something burning in me to press to reality. Instead of all this fake impersonations, make-believers, and garbage we have in this life. There's something inside of me to press to that reality. Someone that's real, not fake. There's so much fake and impersonations and playing around anymore. It's just sickening, you see. But I trust today that it will help all of us. And we'll want to listen to these things. And we'll take these things to heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to dip them inside so the reaction can come from it. Simple? Oh, yes, simple. There's nothing about God's word that's hard. When a person makes it hard, they've went into intellectualism and went out of revelation. You see? When it's hard. But God is a God of simplicity. Always remember that. A God of simplicity. Not a God of hard, of not being able to understand. Oh, sure it is to those that have been given to them to understand. But to those it's been given to, he speaks, plainly speaks, and in simplicity, they receive the simplicity of God, you see. So in this message, Christ the mystery of God revealed, read this quote here first. He says, and remember the scripture we read. Now remember, in that day you shall know. Okay. He did not say in that day you shall trust, in that day you shall hope, in that day you shall know. Hope comes in its right place. Trust comes in its right place. But to come to this realization of really who you are, it's not a hope and it's not a trust. It's a revelation that you know. Okay? All right. Just keep that in mind. Christ the mystery of God revealed. And if the life of Christ, or he says here, if the life of Jesus Christ ever puts out another body of believers. Okay, hope I have your attention. If the life of Christ ever puts out another body of believers, it'll bear the fruit that the first one did. They'll write a book of Acts behind it. because it'll be the same. If we just stop there and just meditate, the book of Acts, what would we as each one as being an individual come up with in our meditation? What would we be thinking? You know? What would be the theory we would come up with, or maybe a personal creed we'd come up with? You know? What would it be? And the prophet's saying this, that if the life of Christ ever come back into a body, it would again, they'd write a book of Acts behind it because it'd be the same. And he says, same life. He says, see what I mean? Now, I don't know how many back then seen what he meant. I don't know. I don't know how many today sees what he means. I don't know. But I'm trusting by what we bring back to our attention of what this prophet is saying, that we'll understand more what he means. Okay? Right? He said, you just can't get away from it. Can't get away from what? You can't get away from it. We don't write another book of Acts. In other words, have the same life. You can't get away from it. It has to. Okay? You just can't get away from it. It's the life of Christ in you. It's the life of Christ in me. That's why it would have to, again, if it had to be, or if it come to pass, write another book of Acts. Yeah. Because it's the same life. Now, we still have this thing in our mind that, and in our intellectual understanding, that the life of Christ today is different than what it was then. It isn't. That's the revelation that's lacked. You see, it isn't different. It's the same life. It's the same Christ. It's the same Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit. It's not a different Holy Spirit. You see? But it's so easy for the human race today, with their intellectual knowledge they have, take this message and take the scriptures and think of it in a way, this is 2020, so this is a different day, this is a different age, and it ain't going to be quite that same. It ain't going to be that powerful, and it isn't going to be this, and it isn't going to be that, and all just all kinds of excuses, you know. But it is the same Spirit. It's the same life. The same Christ. Okay? How many times we read the last few weeks about take the life out of a pear and put it in a peach. It'll bear pears. Right? That's what he's saying again here. Alright? See, it's the life of Christ in you, been injected into you. I can think of that. By the Holy Spirit itself living its life. Now, did you really catch that? By the Holy Spirit itself living its life. See how it pushed us out of the way? You'll always find where God's Word pushes us out of the way. That's again why Apostle Paul, he had this revelation. He said, I live, but yet it's not I that liveth. It is Christ that liveth in me. Yeah. Now, and he goes on to say, if I no longer live after the flesh, but after the Spirit, I live by faith of the Son of God. I live by faith. I live by revelation, by God revealing this to me. The same we have to do today. We have to find this position by the Holy Spirit revealing it to us. If he doesn't reveal it to us, we're never going to find it. And it will never be that place where another book of Acts could be read. Because it can't happen. Okay? So now just hang on, pay attention now. Now after reading that, let me read Colossians 1. And we read this 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think it was, a couple weeks ago. Colossians 1, let's renew our minds back to it. Colossians 1, 26, 27 verse. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations. Now think of that. This mystery of what he's going to mention was hid from ages and generations. Okay? but now is made manifest to his saints. From the day of Pentecost on, it was revealed. It's manifested to his saints. Okay? To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Now today we're going to talk about more of those riches and the glory of that mystery, which is Christ in you, okay? The hope of glory. So there's riches to it. There's glory to it to know this, that Christ is in you, okay? It's wonderful. It's tremendous. There's a lot of benefits to it, yeah? There's a lot of glory to it. There's a lot of riches of the glory of God in your life. There's a lot of blessings that comes with it. You see? All right? So keep that in mind now. Now I'm going to read in Sirs, We Would See Jesus, November 12, 1963. He says here, paragraph 39, what if I said tonight that the life of Shakespeare lived in me? Now here he goes again, but I must read it, okay? What if I would say tonight that the life of Shakespeare lives in me, he said. Or you said Shakespeare lived in you. Okay? All right? You would write poems like Shakespeare wrote because Shakespeare lives in you. What if you said Beethoven lived in you? You would be the great composer that Beethoven was because Beethoven lives in you now. You're not yourself. That's how he puts it in there again. Okay? If the spirit of Beethoven lived in us, and in you or in me, then we wouldn't live ourselves anymore. You would see Beethoven live. We would be great composer of great music. You see? All right? He said, you're not yourself. Oh, Holy Spirit, make it real. Now you're Beethoven or you're Shakespeare. You would no longer be yourself. Then if Christ lives in you, there you are, he says, you see. The life of Christ, you live. If Christ is in you, he says, I repeat again, as he said, the life of Christ lives in you. See, it's just that way. And it's so simple. I'm telling you what, people today make it some great indoctrinated creed, idealistic, supersonic crazy thing that gets clear off of the word. Why can't we just say what he said? You see? But you can't live there with him. Let's back up a little bit. Then if Christ lives in you, there you are. See the life of Christ you live. See, it's just that way. If he lives in you, now he says, but you can't live there with him. Again, but you can't live in there with him. He has got to live in you. See how it's always pushing us out of the way? Huh? That's one of the problems. The word is not a revelation to us, it's not pushing us out of the way. You see? We still want to live and Christ come in and do his thing. But it don't happen that way. You're dead, and your life is in Christ. How real is that to us? He says, but you can't live in there with him. He has got to live in you. That's always. He takes your place. Think of that way, huh? He takes our place. I would think of it in this way, at least, that if as great as he is, and powerful as his Holy Spirit is, if he took any of us' place, my, you'd sure see a different living person. Is that right? Ah, it's so different. Yeah. He takes your place. And we are supposed to represent Him in every way. In every way. Now we find that the first church did represent Him. I read this a couple weeks ago, but let it soak in this morning before we read these next quotes. He says, now we find the first church did represent Him. Talking about the book of Acts. The Holy Ghost come down. Okay, and the people. As written in the epistles. His life lived through those people. Listen. His life so lived in those people. He says, and I can't compare our church today. He says, I can't compare our church today. As hard as it is to say this, as much as I love people, yet you've got to be honest and tell the truth. Now, he said this back in 1963, but has something happened to where it has not yet happened? Still ain't there? That's the question we can ask ourselves. You know, we claim to be a part of this church. I'm not talking about this building and this building. I mean, about the called out ones. We claim to be a part of this called out ones. This election all over the earth. Okay? Wherever she may be. He says, as much as I love people, yet you've got to be honest and tell the truth. I can't say that we see it in the churches today. I can't see it. He says, I can't say that I see it in the churches today. Now watch what he's saying here, because I'm going to tell you what, through his life you can sure see it. What about in the church? The called out ones. What about the rest of them? See? I can't say that we see it in the churches today, reflecting Christ in the way that those people did. Wow. The way that those people did. And you've got to remember, saints, that those people had a whole lot more problems than we ever will think of. Their life, flesh life was on the line. Yeah. They had loved ones that was killed, hung, beaten, stoned. Loved ones. Their family. Killed. And yet had a reflection that Christ left through all that they was going through. Let's just remember, let's compare ourselves today. Because if we don't compare ourselves, we're not going to get anywhere. But this be as the wise and compare ourselves by the Scripture, by His Word, not by ourselves. It's not wise to compare ourselves by ourselves and sit there and say, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm that, you know. And that's not very good to compare it with that. But compare by the Word of God. That's what we want to do today, is compare by the Word of God. Now remember, if we compare and we come out in the right position with Christ, oh, what great blessings there is. Yes, what glory there is. What riches there is. You see? Okay? He says, they knowed that they had been with Jesus. The people that seen them, what they'd done, what they reflected, they knowed they'd been with Jesus. They knowed it. Oh my. And today we got a situation going on. Here Christ was in that message, in the end time message. The Son of Man revealing Himself, and we're supposed to be eating on the body word Son of Man. And people sometimes can't even tell we've been with it. Because the things it speaks of and tells us we should do, how our actions should be, what we should, our decisions be made, and all this, you don't see it.
So how can they see that we're identified with that message? Because we go to a message church? That's what it's turned in today. If you go to a message church, you're a believer. If you listen to Brother Branham's message, you're a believer. But what about the rest of it? You see? Okay? He says, let's go on. All right, he says they knowed that they had been with Jesus. He says, actually, talk about Acts 4 chapter. You find out those fishermen, Peter and John, healing the man at the gate, beautiful, and was able to answer any question. Look at that. There was the gate called Beautiful. And he was in this position that they was able to answer any question that the Sanhedrin asked them. Yet, with their ignorance and unlearned, they could perceive, even though here Peter was ignorant and unlearned, yet they could perceive that he'd been with Jesus. Why? Because he'd done the same things Jesus did. You see? They had no education. As Brother Bram said many times, Peter couldn't even write his own name. They had no education. They was not trained ministers. No. They wasn't trained. They were fishermen. But they perceived that they'd been with Jesus. See? Because that they were acting the same way that he acted. It was on them. So, again, as we said last Sunday, is it important for our actions to be Christ? Absolutely, because people see it. Everybody that walks by you sees it. Every time you talk to somebody, they listen to it. They see your attitude. They see what you believe because of what you do in life. They see it. It's a reflection. Now, I can come in here today and sit here with all kind of creeds in my mind if somebody taught me maybe 40 years ago. I'm going to tell you what, chances are it ain't going to fit for today. Because it wasn't the word. It was a creed. It was a man's idea. It was a theory that was pressed and pushed on from generation to generation. Well, this message is supposed to destroy all those creeds and ideas and give you the truth. That's what the revelation of the seven seals was. To take and straighten up all them little loose ends of what we picked up from the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the Pentecostal Church, and this church, and Catholic Church, all these different denominations. You see? It was supposed to clean all that out of us to where only thing we knew was this word by revelation. He says here, they could perceive, see, that they were not trained ministers, we were dead, but they was acting the same way he acted, see? It was on them. Now let me read Perfect Faith. Now with those things in mind, let's move on to something here. Let's kind of move in the direction now of, in that day you shall know. No. Not hope, not trust, not think. No. That he's in you. Absolutely no. Without a doubt, he's in you. Okay? Do you want to follow it? I didn't say, do you want to follow me? I said, do you want to follow it? The word? Let's listen to what's being said. Okay, and we're going to start here in the message, Perfect Faith. Okay? Perfect Faith, this is paragraph 72. Now, the identification of a scripture Christian, these words Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Okay? Is it happening? These signs shall follow them that believe. Now keep in mind, we've read it before and showed what the prophet said. it ain't only signs and wonders and miracles and raising the dead and all that. It ain't only that. No. But these signs shall follow them that believe. I must repeat that. It isn't only raising the dead, blinded eyes coming open, those different things. It isn't only that. Okay? These words Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. How can you call yourself a believer and deny any of those words? Now, I want you to really pay attention to what he's saying here. As many have skipped over it for years. You're not getting it. But I'm trusting today you'll get it. By the help of the Holy Spirit and listening to the Word again. Okay? How can you call yourself a believer, a people, and deny those words? How can you call yourself a believer and deny any of this word? So what happens when you accept some kind of a mixed up creed? You've denied the truth. If you won't let the truth come in and you hang on to that creed, which is what some man come up with, that wasn't the word, to make it more simpler, and we have a lot of them that's still happening every day. Yeah. Instead of just staying with the word, they got their ideas to it. You see? You call yourself a believer and deny any of this word, you can't do it. Then you're not a believer. Just think of that. Therefore, I remember, if you're not a believer, therefore, signs can't follow. Now we may wonder why signs ain't following many. Do they believe? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the mouth saying, I believe, but do they really believe? Because Jesus himself said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Okay? So we can't change it for sure because our Lord Jesus said it. Yeah. Okay? You're not a believer, therefore signs can't follow. Because you accept what you want to believe, and let the rest of it go. Boy, that's all over the land. You know? Accept what they want to believe and then just leave the rest of it go. Even if it's just one word, they just leave it go. You see? They don't care. He says, then you don't believe it. If you leave it go, friends, you don't believe it. That's ours to it. If you believed it, you wouldn't let it go. By no means you wouldn't let it go. But you've got to take the whole thing. The whole thing. Okay? And believe it. And when you truly believe, he says, not make believe. He said, when we truly believe, really believe. Now we can give ourselves a test. If we really believe it or not. If we really believe, then these signs shall follow them that believe. Wow. So powerful. So meaningful. If we really believe, then these signs shall follow them that believe. Yeah. Oh, could you compare a Christian today with them Christians of long ago? How them disciples walked in the power of the Spirit. And we just read a quote before this. He said, I just don't see it in the church. I just don't see it. You know? But we know it was in him. But he says, I just don't see it in the church. How then disciples walked in the power of Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's think about that a little bit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Power, friends, is authority. The authority of the Holy Spirit having the control of our life. walked in the power of the Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost. Wow. I wonder how many else is moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. Live in a realm of constantly watching, seeking, looking for the will of God to be made manifest in our life through the mountaintops, the valleys, the in-between, the fire, the hail, the storms, all kinds of things in life. We're looking for the perfect will of God be done in our life. Oh my. How the disciples walked in the power of the Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost. He said, just a prisoner, as I preached on the other night, a prisoner of the word and will of God. He couldn't even move until God moved him. I wonder what we would look like today and what people would see if we couldn't move until God moved us. Wow. I wonder how much different looking people we would be if we couldn't move until the Holy Ghost moved us like it did on the day of Pentecost. You say, but Brother Steve, that was back then. That was back then. That was back then. But listen to what he says. Wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? He says it's going to. It's going back. He says it's got to come. Oh, how close are we to that? We might find we need a little more prayer, a little more consecration, more studying the Word, crying out to God, a little less for ourselves and more for Him, to be that same people again. Wow. It's got to come back. It's going to. And remember, he said, it's on the road now. It wasn't there yet. But Brother Steve, the power of God moved through that prophet's life and dead was raised and blinded eyes opened, this, that, and the other. It was just on the road. The real church was coming. Wow. It's got to. Got to. I don't know how much interested you are in this. I'm going to tell you, friend. If you have no interest for this, I feel sorry for you. I really do. If you have no more interest for this, that you can let the cares of life just keep swallowing you up. You can let daily cares of life swallow you up and choke you and strangle you. Possessions, family, homes, swallow you. Some of us can't even get out of our minds that that possession, that land is mine. That car is mine. That furniture is mine. You think God can deal with a people that's that material minded? The prophet said in Church Age book, the child or children of God, sons and daughters of God, was never material minded. That doesn't mean you might have something. But if you got something, so what? Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with it. I appreciate it, and I'll take care of it the best I can, but I know it ain't mine. And that's why you won't take care of it, because it ain't yours, it's His. It's all belongs. It's all in His power. It's all in His control. Just, you know, do the best you can with it. I wonder how I'm going to sit here today and say, that's mine. This is mine. I worked hard for this. Who gave you the strength to work hard for it? Huh? We're so possessional. Mine, 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 mine. None of us are going to take it with us, as I said a couple weeks ago. Ain't none of us going to take any of it with us. I wouldn't want to take it with me. Something you got to work on all the time and fix all the time. It rusts away, it rots, and this. You want to take that with you? Ain't no way, friends. I want to be where there is no more moth. The rust doth corrupt. Oh, my. He says, it's got to come. That's right. It's on the road now. Look at that. It's on the road. I wonder if we are on the highway. It is coming. Or have we gotten off the highway with some creed, some idea, some crazy man had? Are we on the right road that leads to life? And few will be that finds it. It's very narrow. It's broad and wide as the way to destruction. Yeah, it's easy. But on this narrow path, friends, few there'll be that even finds it. They won't be able to see it. They won't have eyes to see it. This great path. This highway that we're heading to. Yeah. Oh my. Remember, this great mystery. And in that day you shall know that He's in you. You'll know. No guesswork. No hoping. And no trusting. In that day, you shall know. Okay? All right? Think, by the living presence of the living Christ, by the living Word, this is Christ, Mr. God revealed. The living Christ, he repeats, the living presence, the living Word. By his own personal, he repeats, personal vindication proves his church. Now, if we want to be in the right, on the right highway, that this is coming, this is heading into, you're going to be on a highway that's going to be Christ in you and proving himself that he's in you. Remember, this is a life you cannot live. It ain't happening. It has to be Christ do it for you. That makes a person so much of a different real Christian than what a Christian is. Because the word Christian is used so lightly anymore. I mean, everybody's a Christian. I mean, all they could do is get water sprinkled on, eat a wafer, and they're a Christian. You know? Such nonsense. People have lost the reality of what a Christian is. But a real Christian is Christ-like. Yeah. In everything you do, every decision you make in life, every place you go, yes. Everything you think, yes. Yes, because we're supposed to have the mind of Christ. I mean, everything, just everything, is Him. It's got to be Him. And He's got to prove Himself through you, vindicate Himself through you. And that's the real church. The real church. The real genuine. The one that's got reality. Yeah. And he goes on to say, and the life is Christ in the Word personally in you, vindicating something that you cannot do. You can't do it. Yeah. Vindicating something you cannot do, proving Himself. Proving Himself. That he says, proving Himself that it's not you, but it's Him. Now think of that. Let the Holy Spirit just dip it in your heart. It's the time He's proven that it's not you. You've been pushed out of the way. But He's proven that it's Him living in you. Doesn't that sound just like the scripture I read just a little bit ago? In that day you shall know. I'm in the Father, the Father's in me. I'm in you, and you are in me. He's in you. Proving it. Oh, my. Let's go on. Just touch on some of these quotes, and then we'll go on over some of those. Let's go over back to perfect faith now. We'll skip some of those and come back to it later sometime. Perfect faith. Back to that. Paragraph 63. Now, remember, they had the Word, and I was talking about His disciples. Y'all remember that. I'm talking about that in perfect faith. They had the Word. These disciples did. And they was walking with Christ. Okay? Christ was in flesh body at that time. They was walking with him. They had the word with them. Okay? Let me say it again. They had the word with them. Okay? We got it with us today. But guess what? That ain't where it stops. No. Or we'll be just like these disciples was. We'll be running scared. When they're ready to take your head off. We'll be scared to speak the truth. But after the Holy Ghost come, they spoke the word of God boldly. Yeah. Yeah, they knew who they was then. But before that time, they were scared. They wasn't sure. Even though they had the word with them. Yeah. That's what a lot of people's got today, the word with them. And that's it. Now remember, they had the word, and the word was flesh then, and the word told them, and we got the word telling us different things, many things. The word told them, I give you power. The word told them, I give you power. He says, amen. He says and repeats again, I give you power. And they had the power because Christ said he gave it to them. But they didn't have faith to operate that word that was in them. They'd been given the word, but they didn't have the faith, the revelation of it, to use that word. Yeah. But remember, they could write down the things, what Jesus was saying. They could record the writings, what Jesus spoke about, and what took place, and all this, that, and the other. And they were still cowards. Yeah. But something happened. Something was different. And they had the power, but they didn't have the faith to operate the word that was in them. See what I mean? But Jesus had it. But Jesus had it. Now, let's just go into this a little bit, and I'll have to quit here in a little bit, because I'll never get close to it again. But Jesus had it. He was the word. Hear what he said? Jesus had it. He was the word. And he had faith that what he said would happen. Why? I begin to catch this. Remember, in that day you shall know that I'm in you. You'll know. Not hope, not trust, not think. No. You'll know. He said, oh, bring him here. He's talking about. He's talking about those. They would try to lay hands on them. They wouldn't get healed and whatever, you know, and blind eyes wouldn't come up. It just wouldn't happen like Jesus could do it, you know? Oh, bring him here, he says. How long will I suffer you? You know, the scripture says that. It talks about that. How long shall I suffer you? Oh, ye of little faith. He had faith with his power. He had faith with his power. Now watch what this is leading up to. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. What about us? I can do nothing in myself. Nothing. Remember, the word has constantly pushed us out of the way. Where it's him living. Is that right? Why, he says. He said, I can do nothing in myself. He says, why? Now, you going to listen to the Son of Man speak to you in this word? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing
not guessing, not hoping, and not trusting. He relied upon knowing that he was the Word. And he had faith in God, who made him the Word. He was, he was God, the Word, and that, he says, and that was in him. And that gave him faith because he understood his position. He understood his position. Yeah. He knowed what he was. He didn't trust what he was. He didn't hope he was the one. He knew he was the one. Now the prophet is saying this for our benefit. Because we must do the same thing. Because the scripture had said he was this. And he says, and here every scripture had tied in. Every scripture had tied in to prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. What about us? Are we able to get the word from that messenger? That it all ties together till we know exactly we are one of them. We know exactly. But I'm going to tell you what. Like he'll say here in a little bit. But if we keep doing things wrong, you are going to condemn yourself. And you know it's wrong. And you keep doing the wrong, you are going to condemn yourself. And you'll get nothing from God. And signs can't follow. And here every scripture tied in to prove he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. And he knew what he was. Therefore, he relied upon what God had made him. And if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God made us as believers? Can't we? Well, if we don't do what he says, we're not an identified scriptural Christian. We're a hope to be. We're a trust to be. We are a want to be. But until he's in there and acting through you and me, you don't know who you are. But everything Jesus did proved and have vindicated who he was. Then can't we rely upon what God made us? The same. He says, then can't we rely upon what God made us as believers? These signs shall follow them that believe. Just the same as it did our Lord Jesus. Those signs followed he was the Messiah. Yes. We ain't no different. These signs shall follow us if we really believe this message. If we really believe the scriptures, it'll follow us. Otherwise, we don't believe it. Okay? I know this puts the pinch on, friends. But again, do you realize, if it don't get put on now and we don't get in the right position now, how will I stand for him on the day of judgment? Knowing what we know, the people of America where the prophet was born, that's not too excited about the message anymore. It's just, okay, it's a message. What's the prophet? Hum, hum, boy, oh well, it's good. Good to hear about it once in a while. What happened to the people when they heard it and listened? They cried like a baby. Because something was so saturating them on the inside. So excited. Oh my. God. Could you imagine us, like years ago, when we first come to this message? We'd have service after service after service, sometimes week meetings. We'd be lucky if we'd see five of us every night. Because there's too many things out there to take care of in this life.
too many problems.
But before, friends, it made no difference. If you got fired, fire me. That's how excited people was.
And I'm not saying that was the exact right thing to do every time,
but that's just how excited people was about it. It was real. It was a real love for it. But now it's a second love. It's just a good thing to have. Nice thing to know about. It's not our life. Yeah, you won't find that today very much at all. Very little of it, just spots of it. I mean, tiny spots of it. That love His word that much. Oh, Lord. To amen or oh me, and you don't have to agree with me. But you know I'm saying the truth. You know I am. People ain't excited about no more than nothing anymore.
Therefore, he relied upon what God had made him, and he did that. And then can't we rely upon, he said, if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God made us as believers? These signs shall follow them, believe. He had faith in what he was. And if you're a believer, you have faith in what you are. You're a believer. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says over here, if our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith. But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith. We have confidence towards God. If you want to read that, it's in St. John 3:21. I got the scripture written down here. Notice here, I'm at 1 John 3:21, he says, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. But as long as you're doing things that's wrong, you can't have confidence towards God. No. As I said, there ain't no way someone's going to follow you. Not when you know you're doing wrong. And there's so many things to go on today that people can sneak around with. And people not know it, they don't. There's so many things they can listen to. There's so many things they can watch. There's so many things people they can be with. There's places they can hide and this, that, and the other. But I'm going to tell you what, you ain't going to hide nothing from God. Nothing whatsoever. And you'll know. If you ain't doing what this word says, it's going to condemn you. Yeah. Well, Brother Steve, I just can't do it because I'm not born again. Then cry out to God for the new birth. Don't quit night or day. Show God you mean something. The prophets give us examples. Look what he said about the old collar boy out there in the cornfield. He said, this old bones, boy's bones is going to bleach right out in this hot sun if you don't fill me with the Holy Ghost. Do we have people like that today? No, I got to go to work today. Oh, no, I've got to do this today, and I've got that to do today, and oh, my, the car ain't running. I've got to do this today, and that today, and this, that, and the other. And the wife wants this done, the wife wants that done, and the husband wants this, and the husband wants that. Do you think we've got people like that today? That their body would be presented to God. If you don't fill me with the Holy Ghost, this old boy's bones is going to bleach right out here in this hot sun. But today we come to church, well, maybe today I'll get the Holy Ghost, you know. It sure be nice, Lord, to have the Holy Ghost, because I see I can't do this without the Holy Ghost. I really need you, Lord. You don't think you're going to get anywhere. So, Brother Steve, why are you saying those things? Maybe it'll hit the last one that's going to come in. I don't know. Maybe it'll touch the heart of the last one that's going to come in. And then we're going out of here. But you got to face reality. I know you younger people don't see it and you don't understand it. When you get a little age on you, you've seen what people used to have. You haven't seen that. But I have. I've seen what people, how much of a hunger they used to have. I've seen how important it was to them. But not anymore. There's too many cares of life, exactly like Jesus said, and it chokes them out. And they can't see they're fulfilling that word of being choked out. There's a man or a woman or a child or a young person all over this earth that will fulfill somewhere every scripture in that Bible. A Are you that one or the one going in the rapture? Which one are you going to be? Which one are you going to fulfill? Which one are you going to manifest? Are you going to be a Pharaoh? But your heart is hardened? What are we going to be? Are we going to be a Jonah? Are we going to be a Noah? Are we going to be a Jacob? A Stephen? A Peter? A John? A Daniel? What are we going to be? Huh? What are you going to fulfill in the Scripture? Just think. Somewhere, every one of you is in that Bible. Every one of you. Whether you're lost or whether you're saved, that Bible is told who it is. Yes. Are you going to be one that's choked out? Are you going to be one that you got to try your five yoke oxen and you ain't got time for God? Are you going to be one that's got land and ain't got time for God? Are you going to be one that gets married or looking for marriage and ain't got time for God? Can you be as Apostle Paul said, be as though you had none when it comes to this? Huh? Oh my. Maybe I better quit there. It's awful quiet. The saints, as I said last week, I'm determined by God's grace to do all I can to get you through. And then if you leave and if you fizzle out and you go to a no-care state, I'll know I told you the truth. I told you the truth. Though it may have hurt you, sure don't want to, don't mean to. But sometimes it takes that. Yeah. Sometimes it seems like that's all I get done to them. I don't know. Maybe I am crazy. I don't know. But I hope if I'm crazy, I'm crazy for Christ. Amen. Let's all stand. Kind Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of this little service, without any further preliminaries, may we have our hearts and thoughts centered upon you, Lord. It's such a serious time, Lord, and it's hard to get and break through to people and to see what time we're living in. I'm just trusting again today, Lord, that you've been able to speak to your people through the Word of God. That I can trust in, Lord. I can hope. Because only you have that answer. But Lord, for us to know that you're in us, we can know. Oh God, help us to know who's in us. That it's you, Lord. May we find that position in Christ. That as you spoke of in that day, you shall know. In that day, this glorious day, this tremendous mystery of Christ in us. Oh, how glorious, Lord. What benefits come with it? To know we're sons and daughters of God. Not hoping, not trusting we are, but knowing we're sons and daughters of God. We know that we come from another land. We're seeking a city whose maker and builder is God. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us now. We ask again now, Father, a special prayer for our precious brother Salma. He said he woke up this morning, his legs hurting terribly, terribly bad. But Lord, you're the healer of all diseases and all problems and all troubles, regardless what troubles this flesh may have. You're the great physician that can heal anything and all things. And Father, we put a claim on our precious brother this morning, and may he together and join together in unity of the Spirit, Lord, also, know that by your stripes he's already healed. Thank you, Father, for your precious healing power. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, your love that you have for us. pray, oh God, we'll never fail to give you the glory of all that you do and the praise and the honor, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things. We ask again now that you would go with us as we part from this little building. But again, help us to never part from your presence. We ask it again in your glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord Jesus richly bless you. And maybe, Lord, will pick us up this evening. Amen. You're dismissed.